Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good. Coming in on a walker today. What's going on?
I had to ref football last night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Todd McKay, Chris Kenny, and Brian Allen.
Took a lot out of you.
Oh, I had to carry all three of them, Phil.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Oh, that's
so
too bad.
That's my last one over there this year.
Wow.
So it hurts. But, yeah, they're giving me a bad time last night. So I said, you know what? To each his own, young
yep.
men.
They don't get as much radio time as you do.
No, but they could.
They probably could. It's kind of an open mic.
Todd McKay was just, he went to Upper Iowa University. He is what are they calling? They honored him all last weekend.
They did?
Yeah. I don't know what for, but it's a community. It was a commitment to the university or something. It was a.
They put a statue up about him or something? Or?
No.
Okay.
Probably buried a time machine for him.
Oh, but, that could be.
But no, he well deserved. So he's. So anyway, kudos to him. They do a nice job. Brian, Chris, and Todd do a nice job. It's nice to work with them.
Oh.
Bunch of cahoots like them guys.
We want to say hey to some great listeners today, Mark and Kay. They stopped by this morning and...
would you stop? See, no, and you...
Donated some pens for us.
You've already dropped three of them on the ground.
Well, I just opened it up and dropped them on the table here. There we are.
Yeah, that's...
You know, the first
There's a one, lot of pens there.
The first one I pulled out and went to use, you know what? It didn't write. So, I mean, I'm not complaining, but...
And we even told them when they dropped them off that we never run out of ink. The pens always run away.
That one works. There you go.
So you found one that works.
I found one that works. I'll have to do my quiz with
it. Can I have that one? Because you're going to lose that good one.
There you go. What's that? Oh, that's the one that doesn't write? Oh, yeah, it does too.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right away.
So.
Anyway, how was your evening?
Good. Yeah, good. Very relaxing.
We had a nice ball game last night. JV football game. Riverdale won. What are you doing? Are you making a turkey or your hand?
No. I'm not making a turkey. I'm tracing my hand here. But
well, okay.
But then... you can make a tree out of it, see? And you make the fall leaves falling. There you go. Can't even tell it's my hand. It looks like a...
No, you can tell it's your hand.
Can you?
Yeah, Phil, that... I just wonder if you should go back to art class.
Well, probably. Anyway.
But anyway, Riverdale won 7-0, beat Blackhawk Warren last night. Good ball game.
Good for them. Oh, awesome.
Good ball game. So, very impressed with them.
What's the quiz on today there, Mike?
Well, you know... It's what Joanne is most of the time.
What's that?
It's National Grouch Day.
What?
Yep.
Whoa.
Did I get a look? Yeah, did I get a look?
You better watch it.
She should be the one taking this quiz.
You have your back to her, by the way, so be careful.
Anyway, so it's National, you know, today is National Grouch Day.
Right?
Yeah.
As in Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah. I have found 22 questions on National Grouch and pick the best 10 of them.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Wow. I'm not sure where it's going, but I'm ready.
Are you ready? All right. National Grouch Day.
Ground Grouch Day.
Yeah. National Grouch Day has its origins in psychology.
Ah.
True or false? These are all true or false.
Okay.
All right. National Grouch Day was created to promote positive thinking.
All right.
Number 3. Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street is considered the unofficial mascot of National Grouch Day.
Oh, yes. He was the one I could always relate
to.
Sesame Street. And Cookie Monster, too.
I was always Big Bird for some reason.
Big Bird?
Or Bert. Love Bert and Ernie. Bert?
Yeah, Bert and Ernie were all right.
Number
4. Hey, Bert. Yep. What else?
National Grouch Day encourages people to avoid being negative at all cost.
Okay.
Number
5?
Is it 5?
Yep.
All right. National Grouch Day was established by Sesame Street. These are pretty tough quizzes.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Number six. It is common for people to share complaints and annoyances on National Grouch Day. I think it's National Grouch Day in here every day.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know how I am.
No, I was talking about Joanne.
Oh.
Again. Number seven. National Grouch Day is only celebrated in the United States. Apparently, we're the only grouchy people around.
You haven't had your morning coffee yet.
I have a sip.
You've had a sip?
I've had a sip. Number eight. Celebrating National Grouch Day can be a way to relieve stress. I tell you what, my words are just coming together here. Number nine. National Grouch Day has created to raise awareness about mental health.
Boy, I don't like it when you laugh because I don't know which way we're going on this.
Well, flip a coin. Flip a coin.
All right.
Number 10. On National Grouch Day, people are encouraged to be rude and mean to others.
Got to think about it. All right. All right.
Are you a master at Grouch Day?
Yeah.
All right. Number one, young man. National Grouch Day has its origins in psychology.
It's got to be true.
No, it's false.
What? I'm off to a grouchy start here.
The day was not founded by psychologists, more of a playful observance day.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Number two. National Grouch Day was created to promote positive thinking.
False?
But it's false. The day is actually about embracing and celebrating the grumpy of grouchy side of life.
Well, I guess right on that one.
Number three. Oscar the Grouch from Sesame Street is considered the unofficial mascot of National Grouch Day.
Got to be true.
It is true.
Yep. Yep.
Number four, National Grouch Day encourages people to avoid being negative at all cost.
I wrote false.
It is false.
Is it?
It encourages people to accept and express their grouchy mood in a humorous way.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Yeah.
It's what we do here every day.
Poke fun of yourself a little bit.
Yep. Number five, National Grouch Day was established by Sesame Street.
False.
It is false. While Oscar the Grouch is linked to the day, it's not officially established by Sesame Street.
Huh.
Number six, it's common for people to share complaints and annoyances on National Grouch Day.
Got to be true.
It is true. Sharing tips and letting off steam is a popular way to celebrate.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Five in a row, baby.
Ooh. You're not going to get a fridge hanger, though. And
no.
You should on Grouch Day.
Oh, thank you very much. You know how I am.
Oh, yeah, you're always just a bad mood.
Right.
Number seven, is that what we're on, buddy?
We are on number seven, yes.
National Grouch Day is only celebrated in the United States.
It's got to be false.
It is. While it's be more popular in the U.S., anyone can celebrate it worldwide.
Oh, yeah, there are grouchy people.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number eight, celebrate National Grouch Day can be a way to relieve stress.
I would say true.
It is true.
Positive.
Embracing grouchiness can be a way to let frustration in a lighthearted manner.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Number nine. National Grouch Day was created to raise awareness about mental health.
I would say true.
False.
Huh.
It is false.
Oh, man.
While it indirectly supports emotional expression, it wasn't specifically created for mental health awareness.
Too wrong.
I can't believe that. Number
10.
10. On National Grouch Day, people are encouraged to be rude and mean to others.
It's got to be false.
It is false. We never want to be rude and mean to people. The day is meant to be fun and humorous, not an excuse to be generally unkind.
Eight correct.
Not bad, young man.
Woo!
You're a genius at a grouch.
Thank you. Well, I guess
you scored, 80%. That's not bad.
Not bad.
Grouch.
Not bad. Well, I'm the only one in class. You know, I have no one to compare it to. But, it's not a fridge hanger, but still, I should be able to play sports now for the rest of the fall sports season.
Yeah, well, you might as well finish it up, grouch.
Yeah. Rizal fracking.
Yep. So anyway, third and 19. Who has a play for third and 19? Punt it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hey, some good football action coming up.
I heard you won one in fantasy football.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's a sad day. I beat old Mr. Hernan.
So you are a one-hit wonder.
I am a one-hit wonder. I was the winless wonders.
Yep. Change your name.
I'm going to change it to one-hit
wonders. One-hit wonders.
Yeah, I won by like 50 points. Can't believe it, but because Hernan's team is really good.
Yep. I lost. I got just creamed by Granny Joanne.
Your Granny Joanne's 6-0. But here, I'm a sleeper.
You're a sleeper?
I'm trying to draw.
Going on strong?
No, I want to draw her in the first round and beat her in the first round of playoffs.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Now we're trying to concentrate on the playoffs. Who's thinking about the playoffs?
Well, her kicker almost beat me by himself.
So
Santos got me 4 points, and her kicker got like 180. How can you do that?
She's a cheater.
Ah, I tell
you. And if you say anything to her, she'll just grouch you out. Have a good day,
buddy. She's going to demand equal time here.
Yeah, have a good day and be kind.
That's old Hank.